Thank you very much, Ian. We've just mentioned the Go-Go Hare Initiative. You will remember the elephants, dragons and gorillas of the past few years. You may be aware that Chatterbox has its very own hare, which will be in the city over the summer as part of the 50-strong hare contingent spread around the city. We hope it will raise awareness of what we provide and attract more listeners. The paper carries news of the latest hare. There's also news of a new primary school set for Sprowston, a Tom Aikens cookery class at City College, and successes as a City of Norwich school pupil wins a writing award, and young biologists from Hewitt School win a place at a science camp. We'll start with that hare.
Meet Hermione, the newest go-go hare sculpture to be conjured up for the charity art trail that will decorate Norwich and Norfolk this summer. Inspired by the magical world of Harry Potter and the boy wizard's friend Hermione, the enchanting hare was revealed at Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library recently. She will be one of an array of characters that will feature in the Go-Go Hares Trail being brought to Norfolk by children's charity Break and Wild in Art. Hermione is designed by artist Joe Fisk and sponsored by Norwich-based Dipple and Conway Opticians, and she was unveiled by seven-year-old competition winner Honor Rote. Talking about the inspiration for Hermione, Emma Conway from Dipple and Conway said, "Joe Fisk, who painted Hermione for us, has a genuine love for J.K. Rowling's books, and this is reflected in every brushstroke. We know that fans of Harry Potter will enjoy discovering familiar icons and characters as they take a closer look at this enchanting hare." She added they will be able to find chocolate frogs, incantations, flying keys and lots more magical items inspired by Harry Potter's world of witchcraft and wizardry. Dipple and Conway will be launching a Hermione activity pack ready for the start of the Go-Go Hares Trail on June the 24th.
Sprowston looks set for a new school and it could be open next year. A two-storey primary school with 420 pupil places is planned for the edge of the town at White Horse Farm to serve a 1,233 home development off Blue Boar Lane. Norfolk County Council's Children's Services is seeking permission for the school to be built, and the Department for Education has allocated the free school to the Reach 2 Academy Trust, which runs 52 primaries around the country. A County Council spokesman said the plans had come forward as a result of a Section 106 land transfer and funding from housing estate developers. The spokesman said, "The target date for opening the school is September 2019, and there is a construction timescale of approximately 12 months. The school, located south of Mallard Way, will be made up of 14 classrooms with a central library and multipurpose hall."
Students from City College Norwich were treated to a masterclass by celebrity chef Tom Aikens. The former student returned to his old college to meet 30 current professional cookery students and showcase the techniques and standards he expects of budding chefs in his own restaurants. Mr. Aikens trained at the college and ran his first kitchen at the age of 26. Today he runs restaurants in Britain, Hong Kong and the Middle East. He was invited back to his old college by the national education charity Future First, which is working with the college to help them build an alumni community. Mr. Aikens said, "It is always nice to come back and give the students that confidence in what they are doing, that self-belief, because it is a great career to go into."
A student at City of Norwich School has won a writing competition. Alfie Clay was one of 250 Year 7 students who entered the competition organised by the national education charity Future First. The students had to dream up jobs of the future and imagine how the world of work will be in 2039. Alfie, as Sir Alfie Clay, becomes an underground lost life explorer in a secret organisation fighting X-Tech, which wants to rid the world of humans and replace them with robots. Prizes were presented by Norfolk author and UEA lecturer Rafaela Barker.
Two young biologists from a Norwich school will take part in a summer school run by a leading scientific body. Hewitt Academy students Isabel Easter and Sophie Plowman have won places to study plants and microbiology at the Norwich-based John Innes Centre's Year 10 Science Camp in July. They are among just 10 students from the region who have been accepted on the scheme. The annual event gives students a week of scientific training and workshops at the Norwich Research Park, working alongside the region's top scientists. Isabel said she was looking forward to getting hands-on experience, meeting top scientists, and working with other students who share my passion. Sophie added, "I think the camp will encourage me to look into new aspects of science, opening up new opportunities and interests for me in my spare time and at school."